some very early B.B. King. Some of his most earliest kind of work was recorded at the Memphis YMCA, and he had a number of different keyboardists playing with him on those very early sessions, 49, 50, 51. And amongst them was, I can't think of her name right now. Sorry. Bear with me. Coming up for you in just a minute, Miss Lissa and Company, Casey Ott on guitar, Melissa Henry on vocals, Eric Henry on guitar, as well as Dan Henry on bass and John Peterson on drums. They've been a fixture on the Dayton blues scene for quite some time, and we're glad to have them up here, and we want to turn the stage, so to speak, over to Miss Lissa and Company right here in the Sound Space on the Hall Pass program. This Liz Ann Company. We're ready for you, baby. We are ready for you. Sounds good in here. How's it feel to you?
Oh, it feels great. Feels great.
Knock it on out.
Oh, thank you. Big Mama Thornton for you there, Shaking Dave. We caught
Can't
him.
Have too much of that. Keep it going for another couple if you would be so kind. We got
oh,
a good group
a
going on in
that's
here.
That's not a problem.
It's only separated by some very thin glass.
Well, we like Big Mama Thornton, but we also like us some Etta James, too. Oh, 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 yeah. Come on, tell me, baby. You thought you had, you found a good girl. Wanna love you and give you love. Now you found that you've been misused, yeah. Come to me, honey, I'll do what you choose. I want you to well, tell mama.
Enough stuff to get this going on this Monday night. Miss Lissa and company, let me talk to you for just a minute. You guys have a distinct pleasure of being repeat performers here in the performance space, and I think this lovely lady off to my right, our sound engineer, she wears so many hats. She's one of the only individuals in this universe that can be in two places at once.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she is. I know that she had you on her program a while back.
Well, and we were lucky enough to be here for your open house back when you originally did the first open house. I think it was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think that was on a Sunday afternoon. I remember catching you in here. Yeah. So our relationship with you guys goes back quite a ways, huh?
Oh, we love WYSO, and we really love Chick and Dave's show. We always, me and Eric, all sit
bless
at home
you, bless you, baby. We sure enough appreciate it. I'm tongue-tied tonight. Tell me, how did you guys, I'm tempted to throw, there's three members of the band now with the last name of Henry.
Yes.
Is it going to be the Henry family band eventually if
we're,
you get one more? You're already in the majority,
right? We are
slowly
becoming a herd of Henrys, indeed, yes. Well, I became a Henry last year, a very lucky girl to have married Mr. Eric Henry.
Yeah.
In
Hello.
June.
Hello.
Mr. Shake and Dave, I actually ran into him at my wedding. That was fun.
True, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Becky and I were down there.
Yeah, it was a great day, and I was real glad you guys were able to make it, boy.
Yeah, we were dragging our feet. We were more than a little bit late, but we got there.
Well, oddly enough, I was a little late, too, and it was kind of funny the way it happened, because we just happened to intercept one another as I was coming to go approach and meet up with my dad and go do the deed.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny, because I was really glad I got to see Becky and give her a big hug and a kiss.
Yeah, she's a trooper. She's doing real well.
She is. Well, and I want to say thank you, Becky, for the beautiful gift that you brought for Eric and I.
Yeah.
Well, what a grateful thing. What a wonderful thing.
It's a green wreath, but if you look at it long enough, it turns blue. It's really a blue
Christmas wreath. Oh, it's a blue Christmas wreath.
Blue Christmas wreath for
it's
you.
Beautiful. We love it.
So you want to talk just a little bit. How did you guys, this is a stock question.
Okay.
How did you guys get together way back when? And I got to intercede here and say that I first saw you, Miss Lissa, down at a little club in Covington or right across the river. You were in a blues competition. I was one of the quote-unquote judges.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's been ages ago. In fact, we haven't done the Cincinnati Blues Challenge in a while. But
Haven't either. I wonder why. Who was that character?
Well, you know. But we had a really good time down there. And honestly, I had been in a couple different bands, and so had Eric. And he was always in the Dayton blues scene. He was my favorite guitar player. Because of his tone and impeccable phrasing and just overall talent.
I knew there had to be a reason why you chose to hang out with him for your life. Now, I go way back with him, too. We played together at a brewery up in Xenia at one point. I can't help but think about you, Eric. There was an article in his paper about local breweries, and I thought, well, where is that brewery? I guess it's gone.
It's way gone, man. Gone.
But they were off on the road. Maybe they shouldn't have had blues bands for their debut. I don't know. But we sounded good. You sounded good. That's one of the last times.
I think I was like 17 back then. I'm like 33 now.
He wasn't even old enough to drink beer.
No.
Well, then I better not talk about that much longer, huh? Well, so we go way back, and the roots are very deep here. And the combination of Wiseau, Xenia, Dayton, the blues are a very exemplary color that we like to accentuate every Monday night. And why don't you just lay another shade of that indigo pie on us?
Okay. Well, actually, I'm going to do one that I, when I first hit the blues scene, I was doing this one, and it was really funny because I had done this one night at the Night Owl back when there was a Monday night blues jam. And but unbeknownst to me, there was a lovely lady named Sharon Lane who was playing down the street at, what is it down there, the trolley stop? And she had poked her head in and seen me singing. And I had, after got done with singing my set at the blues jam, I went down to her set to see her. I didn't know who she was. I had never met her before. I had been told wonderful things about her and her talent and her beautiful soul.
She's devoted.
She's a very wonderful person. And so I went down there and I walked in the back and kind of snuck around in the back. And when she got done with the song that she was singing when I came in, she called me out. She said, "Hey, singing girl."
Wow.
And out of nowhere.
And she had never heard you?
Never heard me before, but she had poked her head down and heard me singing this song. And she said that she doesn't ever like to hear this song done very much. But I was so, it was like having this anointment into the blues scene from the queen of the Dayton blues scene. Not only told that she enjoyed my version of it, but to be told that in front of a whole crowd of people. So this is a song that I hold very dear, and it goes out to the lovely and one and only Miss Sharon Lane.
There you go. We're listening.
Such a mean, evil woman. I don't mean not one man, no good. But I've been such a mean woman. You know, I do not mean one man, no good. Yeah, honey, I just treat him like I wants to. You know, I never treat my daddy like I should. Oh, no. Honey, I once had a daddy. He said he'd give me everything in sight. Oh, ooh.
So I said, oh, daddy, I want all the sunshine, yeah. And while you had it, give me all the stars out of the night. Oh, yeah. like a turtle, yeah. I've been hiding underneath my honey shell, oh, yeah. And I've been like a tunnel, yeah, yeah. I've been hiding underneath my honey shell, oh. Honey, I'm gonna take good care of Miss Lisa. I know this goddamn life. Oh, I know it all too well. Oh, 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 oh. Call me me. Now call me you. I've been called all them same things around.
Easy to see why that appealed to that Sharon Lane lady. As a very emotional upheaval at such a slow tempo. You got a whole lot of room to get emotional on it, and you do. And I'm watching you in here, Miss Lizzo.
That's the only way to do it.
You guys are sounding good. Sound like you hit a groove, and the performance space is living up to its name. It kind of provokes people to hit the note, and you guys are doing it.
Well, thank you very much. I think maybe right now we should probably pull out one of our originals, kind of bring it back up a little bit. Is that okay?
No argument from me. You call checking. The shots.
Let's see, tell me. We got one that Eric Henry starts off here. Tell me. clean. I wanna know, why did you let me go? Tell me, tell me.
Original cut from Miss Lissa and Company, Casey Ott, Melissa Henry, Eric Henry, Dan Henry, and John Peterson over there on the drums. Way back, got him stuck back there in the corner. Everybody sounded so good and so balanced. My rap is just superfluous. Knock me out, man. You guys are on, you're on the spot. You hitting the note and all them old adages.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. It's a real pleasure to be here finally on your show.
It be's a pleasure to have you, baby.
Awesome.
Let's get lost in the vernacular.
Right. Okay. We're going to do one that features our guitar players, if that's okay. You don't mind a little guitar playing, do you, Dave?
Well, just don't let that flute player play too much.
All right.
No, I seem to have a proclivity for guitars. If I can't play them, I'll sell them. If I can't sell them, I'll boil them and eat them.
Right. Wow. Don't tell Eric that. Boil them and eat them.
I won't. Don't try it. It's not a good dish.
He doesn't need any more ideas.
Till midnight in the rain. Well, I was minding my own business, waiting for that midnight train.
Nobody inside. I'm staring at my shoe. I took out my paper to find me some good news. I was minding my own business when the ticket man called my name.
His reply was 2 a.m. If I'm leaving, local bound.
Well, I can catch it in 40 minutes. If I'm bound to ride this rail. But the local trains are hard to come by. Yeah, this time of night, more on coming.
Express broke down the track. I did not care where it was gonna go.
Casey,
well, some dual needs. If you could do one more for us, Miss Lissa and company, then I'd like to talk to you a little bit, let you take a break, and just ease on into part two of Miss Lissa and company live here at the WISO Sound Space on the Hall Pass program on November 24th.
Thank you very much.
You guys sound so good. And I'm not just baiting you. You do.
Well, awesome. You're so wonderful, and we really appreciate you letting us come on and jam here. I'm going to actually turn the stage over to the very talented and capable Eric Henry. What? Which one are we doing?
Back to your mama.
Back to your mama. Oh.
Back to your mama.
Never mind. I thought, never mind.
We're starting back.
We're going to do another original.
Yeah. A lot of finger pointing going on in there.
I know.
I'm flipping the script.
I know.
At least nobody's pointing at me yet.
That's okay.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
We got this.
And you don't want to point at Casey. He's too big.
No. No, we never make him mad. And we try not to, you know, hold out on food. Is everybody ready? This is one that's an original tune. It actually is the title track from our previous CD. We're hoping to get a live recorded CD here within the next year is our goal. So we're going to try and throw together a couple more original tunes. And then... Oh, yeah, he's got it right there in
his
hand.
See, now you're pointing fingers
wow,
at me.
Now, oh, see,
now, why are you pointing fingers at me?
You were asking
up the
for
CD?
It. You were asking for it.
Yeah, and I got it.
All right, here we go. Ready, everybody? Two. One, two. Head up, boy, let there be no doubt. I'm the girl your mama warned you about. I'm gonna send you back to mama. Mama's son. I'm gonna send you back to mama, cause you sure not ready for me. I said, hey there, boy, what you gonna do when you ain't got your mama's wing to cling to? I'm gonna send you back to mama. Well, I'm going back to your mama's son. I'm gonna send you back to mama, cause you sure not ready for me.
understand that I can't be your woman if you won't be a man. I'm gonna send you back to mama. Go back to your mama, son. I'm gonna send you back to mama, cause you're sure not ready for me. I'm a Mr. Henry's ready.
And Company, Back to Your Mama, and I do believe that is the title of your most recent recorded effort.
Yes, sir.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correctamundo.
Well, before you take a break, please, let's run down a little bit, and I'm not hip to all these new age outlets for music. Where can this Miss Lissa and Company CD, where can it be procured?
Well, actually, that particular one is out of print now.
So it's a collector's item.
That one is particularly a collector's item. That's one of the main motivators for us wanting to get a new recording. Plus, that one was made in a little bit of a hastily, you know, we were like trying to get something together real quick because we were heading out to Memphis.
I was real proud of it.
Well, I'm real proud of it, too. I really am. It's just, you know, when you get something done and you really put a lot of thought into it, and then later on, you're ready to be a little bit more involved. Well, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. And, you know, you can get us on Facebook as far as finding out information about the band and where to come see us. We're facebook.com/MissLissaCo, all one word.
Cool.
And you can get us there, or you can just do a search for Miss Lissa and Company on the web, and that'll come up. Eric Henry also has a page, which is like a guitar page for his music only.
I wonder why.
Well, you know, he's been very popular lately. He's in three different bands right now, including ours.
I remember those days.
So, yeah. In fact, he'll be appearing on Wednesday night on the same channel on Juliet Frumholtz's show with Johnny Dredd and the Mystics.
Ah.
So, yeah, he's actually a two-timer this week. On YSO. He's a frequent flyer.
This week,
yeah. So
as long as the two timings on in a musical orientation.
Oh yeah,
you know?
It's all good.
Otherwise, it's the blues.
Oh, I love it. I love it. No, he's playing and he's making me proud. So
there you go.
But yeah, we're available on Facebook mainly, and then come check us out. We're going to be at the Tumbleweed in December on the 14th, and then we just booked Eric's birthday gig, which will be January the 16th at the Riff Raff Tavern.
5 days after mine.
Hey, Capricorns.
Capricorn.
That's a conspiracy.
You, me, and Richard Nixon or Elvis Presley.
Noah Wotherspoon.
Noah, yeah, yeah,
no, that's right. Noah.
And Janis Joplin, too.
Yeah.
So they're everywhere.
Sure-footed.
So, anyway, thank you so much, Dave.
Well, thank you, guys. Take a break, and we'll get some recorded efforts on here and get you back up in a little bit and carry on a Monday night.
All right, thanks.
Can't get much better than this. On WYSO, let's see, I feel like I ought to... Live and local music on WYSO, supported by Absolute Music at 10 East Main Street in Fairborn. A local independent music store created for and staffed by musicians. Featuring a wide selection of acoustic and electric guitars, band instruments, sound equipment, and much more. Information is available at 937-878-0123 or at absolutemusic.com. Please forgive me there, Chuck. from Absolute. I can't see this type this far away. One of the throwbacks getting old on the radio. I've watched my hairline recede in this piece of glass here. Roscoe Shelton on WYSO on a Monday night. I'm just an easygoing fellow, baby. Hall of Fame on this particular Monday night presentation. Well, he's been in Dayton once or twice, and people got a little bit upset the last time he was here because he played piano all night. But hey, if you got more than, if you're blessed to be able to do more than one, use more than one paintbrush at a time, I say go for it, right? He's a great pianist, and well, I got a bunch of great musicians about 8 feet away from me. Miss Lissa and company getting ready to gear up for aspect number two of their performance here live at the Space on the Hall Pass program on WYSO. Take it away, ladies and gentlemen.
Moment. Earlier we had kind of jumped around and thought we were going to do that, but now's the time. The time is now for the one and only Mr. Eric Henry.
Coming, baby, I'm gonna show your man at that door. Well, you see me coming, baby, you know I'm gonna just show your man at that door. Well, I ain't no stranger, you know I've been this way before, yeah. See me coming. I want you to turn your lights down low, yeah. Well, if you see me coming, baby, you know I want you to turn your lights down low. I ain't no stranger, yeah. I've been this way before. Come on, Case, do it. Around me, baby. Oh, you know, just like we circle around the sun. I want you to wrap your arms around me, baby. You know, just like we circle around the sun, yeah. And I want you to call me daddy. Let me lay down in your arms. Thank you.
All right. Well, now we're going to do one that it's one that has pretty much been a standard of ours for a very long time. We've done it at a number of competitions and whatnot, and for a while we tried to get it out of the set list because, you know, we don't want to wear it out, but people keep asking for it. So this is a Big Mama Thornton tune that was made famous a little bit later after she wrote it by a young lady named Janis Joplin. So.
Don't hurt yourself.
I'll try not to. And I'm going to dedicate this one to all the people out there who do not have a ball and chain.
Sometimes it's a good thing to have.
It is. It is. shine. I want to know why the man I'm loving, why they gonna leave me here, oh, and let me here, oh, oh, and so much pain. Why, oh. And I said, oh, me why. Oh, tell me why love bring me down so low, so low. It's like a bow, a bow, a bow. Oh, daddy, and a
Big Mama Thornton, Melissa Henry.
Thank you.
That was some strong stuff, baby. I just got to get this in here real fast. You're listening to member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at WYSO.org. Miss Lissa and Company burning it down, literally. Knock us out again one more time at least. That was beautiful, baby.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see if we can't pull something out here. You want to... Woman?
Yeah, let's okay. Do that one. That's good.
Then we got a Coco Taylor tune we can pull on for you. Whew. Spider-Man, don't do it there. very much to Shake and Dave and the Hall Pass program. What a pleasure.
Well, I got to say, Casey Ott, Melissa Henry, Eric Henry, Dan Henry, and John Peterson, collectively, not necessarily better known, but collectively known as Miss Lissa and Company, thank you so much for coming down here tonight. And I wanted to talk about equipment, but you guys are playing so good that I wanted to take advantage of you, and I did. I even got reprimanded for it.
All right, all right. Well, that's a 62 Gibson Falcon.
Yeah, I recognize it.
There's that one. That's, we got that out of the way.
I built that super with Mike Seyfried.
Oh, for the love of God, don't get them started.
I got to say, Mike Seyfried owes me a super head. Matter of fact, I got a 210 cabinet.
Mike Seyfried rules.
Yeah, he's a good. He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's two down. Gretsch drums are. That is a big snare drum for a set of Gretsch. Usually you see 18-inch bass drums. I mean, a real little thing. I remember seeing Tony Williams. I thought he had a tom-tom for a bass drum.
Yeah, like...
I didn't think that very long.
Well, I like my other set better, but it's all set up in my house, and this one was in the bags.
Well,
the truth comes out.
It's okay. You know, the best way to keep us from talking about the equipment is just ask us to play another song.
Oh. Well, I think we've taken advantage of you enough. You guys have been very, very, very accommodating. I don't know. I get tied up with not using the right words, but y'all have sounded great. If you've been taking a little bit of time off as Miss Listen Company, that's over with. You got to get back out there and hit the licks.
We're ready. The pendulum has to swing both ways, and we're getting ready for the upswing.
I'm going to try and get back out there too.
Awesome.
But
thanks a lot, Dave.
There's
man,
a
we
space
love you.
For all of us. Yeah. You guys sound thank great. You, thanks for coming down here, Miss Listen Company. Thank you so much for being on the Hall Pass program.
Thank you, Dave.
Smell that Gibson burning.
I got some booze in the bottle.